With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Diplomatic efforts are intensifying in Cairo, where international mediators are working to establish an agreement between Israel and Hamas in hopes of ending the war in Gaza. Here's the BBC's Anna Foster.
It seems to be that in this latest iteration of the deal, there had been some movement in terms of potentially agreeing to talk about a permanent ceasefire. Now, from Israel's point of view, of course, its priority at the moment is trying to ensure the release of all the remaining hostages that are being held in Gaza. One of Hamas's key priorities is to try and get some sort of agreement towards a permanent ceasefire rather than a temporary one. So while it seems that the two sides are moving closer together, there is still a disconnect, I think, on that point, and I think also on the number of hostages to be released.
Now, that's the BBC's Anna Foster reporting. Demonstrations have ceased at a small number of U.S. universities after school leaders struck deals with the pro-Palestinian protesters. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, notes there seems to be a very visible connection between the various pro-Hamas demonstrators on campus.
It's the same tents. Especially look at the Columbia ones. It's all green tents. Who's providing these tents? Who's providing the flags? Who's shipping in all of these outside protesters? And most of the people have been arrested. A lot of campuses are not even students.
Starbucks lowered expectations for its full-year sales and profit after a disastrous quarter that saw a slowdown in store visits across the world.
The Seattle coffee giant said revenue for the January to March period dropped 2% to $8.6 billion. It was the first time since the end of 2020 that the company saw a drop in quarterly revenue. Starbucks said a mix of issues impacted sales. In the U.S., the company saw a sharper and faster decline in consumer spending than it anticipated, while it faced rising price competition in China.
This correspondent Jeremy House, and this is SRN News. A warning from a religious freedom advocate. Here's Michael Harrington with a report.
Jeff King is president of International Christian Concern and spends most of his time monitoring persecution in foreign lands. But lately he's become concerned about what's happening in the U.S. King tells the Christian Post that the trends ICC has been studying around the globe for decades are now beginning to manifest themselves in this country. He points to hate speech laws, hostile courts, and liberal school boards. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
17 states are challenging new Biden administration rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions. Arkansas and Tennessee have filed a lawsuit in federal court, calling the new rules an illegal interpretation of the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. The Biden rules mean legislation aimed at making pregnancy easier for working women will now also make it easier for women to end their pregnancies through abortion. This is SRN News. Traffic continues to be tangled up between Connecticut and New York City.
Workers have begun removing a bridge over a Connecticut highway that was damaged in a fiery crash involving a gasoline tanker truck. The demolition that began Friday is expected to keep both sides of Interstate 95 in Norwalk, Connecticut, closed through the weekend and extend a traffic nightmare on the major artery linking New England and New York. Governor Ned Lamont says the plan is still to reopen the highway on Monday morning. Crews are expected to finish removing the bridge by Sunday morning, and road repairs will be made. Keith Peters reporting.
The FDA has finalized a rule to regulate medical tests designed to improve the accuracy and reliability of tests developed at large laboratories. The FDA has warned for years that inaccurate test results can lead to unnecessary treatment on the one hand and delays in getting proper care on the other. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.